Welcome to Chagiga, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 1, Mishnah 4. Previously we explained that there's a mitzvah to bring on Yantif, on the holiday, Shalmei Simcha, the sacrifices, peace offerings, to increase one's happiness, to fulfill what the Pasuk says, V'samachnu v'nei Hashem Elokecha, a person should be happy, and the happiness is by eating meat of karbanos, of sacrifices. And the Mishnah says like this, Yisrael, a non-Kohen, Yoti Yadei Chavasa could fulfill his mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha, of the meat of a karban shlamim bin adarim ban adabos. Let's say a person took a vow during the year that he's going to bring a karban shlamim, a peace offering, and he brings that up during the yotif. That's sufficient. Or be maser behema. Similar, if he has an animal, that's a maser behema. Maser behema is the law is that a person has animals. Every tenth animal has to be brought as a karban or a sacrifice. If they bring that as a sacrifice and they eat the meat, that is satisfactory to fulfill this obligation. The Akohanim and the Kohanim, the priests, they fulfill their mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha b'chatos by partaking from the meat of a sin offering, b'ashamos, of a guilt offering, or b'machar, from the firstborn, or b'chaza, or b'shok, the chaza and the shok, which is the leg and the bosom that the Kohanim get from a sacrifice. Avalo b'ofos, they don't fulfill their mitzvah by eating fowl, and they also don't fulfill it by eating from the different meal offerings. Because why is that the simcha of yata could only be fulfilled with basar, behema, the meat of an animal? Let's see one more. Mishnah Hay. We explained previously that there were obligatory karbanos, the ola, the shlamim, but that there was no specific amount. The chachamim, the rabbis, came along and they said what the minimum amount is. Now the Mishnah is going to speak about different types of people that bring sacrifices. Somebody who has many people in his home and many mouths to feed. But he's not an affluent person. He has very limited funds. Maybe shlam merubim. He spends extra money on this carbon shlamim, the peace offering, so there'll be meat for his family. And he spends the minimum amount on the ola, on the burnt offering. A fellow that has nechasim merubim v'ochlam muatim. He has plenty of money, but not many people to eat it. Maybe olos merubos, so then he spends more money on the ola, the burnt offering, which he doesn't get any meat from. Ushlam miuatim, and he eats, and he brings less from the peace offerings because he's not able to eat them. Vezeh vezeh, what? A fellow who has few people, also few resources. Halzanemar ma'a kesef ushtei kesef. We saw in the Mishnah that there's a minimum amount of the ola has to be worth one ma'a of kesef, one silver talon, and the chagiga, the celebratory, has to be worth two. Zevazem Rubim, if a fellow has many family members and a lot of money, as a nemar, the Torah says, Ish kemat nas yado, a man according to the ability to give from his hands, kibirkas Hashem elokecha shanasalach, like the blessings that Hashem has given him, that means a fellow brings many karban shlamims, many peace offerings, and also many olos, many burnt offerings. Wishing you a wonderful, successful upcoming day.